One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The only thing that will end these conversations now is the league title.
That's
or
the
Champions
most
League
important. Yeah,
if
bro.
We win the Champions League, let me tell you something.
No one can chat.
Now I can talk about it because it's done. If we won the Champions League this season, Arsenal fans would have downed tools. We wouldn't have cared. We'd have started watching golf. Football's done.
You're done. You competed it. You competed football.
Get it. No way. Facts.
We're going to turn into pundits. Man's rating all the teams. Man loves Tottenham now. We wouldn't care. Filthy fellas are here again, boys. Me and Steve-O up top, number 9, number 10. We got Loons and Skits on the flank as usual.
I'm 7.
But to my left, from my left,
what?
We've got some actual ballers. We've got some actual people that know ball. We have two members of the Filthy Fellas football team here, and I don't know why you've taken the trophies off the table. Put them back right now.
Put them on the table, man.
Put them back
the
right now.
Put the trophies on the table.
I'll get
Let
them.
Let me see the trophies.
We're filthy.
Put the trophies on the table now.
Put the trophies on the table.
That's one.
Where's the other one? Where's the other one?
Uno and Dos.
All right, boys, round of applause
round
for the
of applause
filthy
for the
team.
Man, then, is he it?
I'm not being funny. One
double.
Sec. Move that a little to the left. It's covering Smalls.
Yeah.
I told you, bro.
See them call my name to put the trophies up right now. Po, I got you anytime.
We have two members of the Filthy Fellas football team here today with the trophies that they have won for the man. Then please introduce yourselves to the people.
Yeah, Fitz.
From Brom.
From Brom, yeah.
He's from Brom. What positions do you play, Fitz?
At the back.
Anywhere.
It's got tech as well, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smalls, Northwest 10.
Eden.
Chat to me. What position do you play? What situation? Let me know.
Up front, midfield.
Killer.
And boys, what are these trophies for?
Previous tournaments that we've won, basically.
Queffins, innit?
Just a few.
Yeah. So you men are doing your thing, representing Filthy, innit?
A few of many, man.
So when we say we wanted a Filthy team, these men have been out here. I'm probably the only one that could play.
How?
You can definitely not.
I can
not
play for them. I can. Steve, I'll stop not
I'm not saying you can't.
Let
I'm
me
not saying
play
you
my game.
Look at your belly. It's the worst thing you could have done.
You can't even open the gates. I'm dying. What's he doing? You are finished.
Oh, you can't,
sit
bro.
Down.
To be fair, I'm trying to think who I saw you lot playing. And you lot was all in the Filthy shirts. That's you, man.
Yeah.
Stormzy tournament.
Let me chat to you boys quickly. Obviously, Filthy, we're showing you to the crowd now. Obviously, Fitz, see what you're doing. I know Smalls from the first time I saw Smalls. I don't know what year it was, but my brothers, they were in year 6. They were trying out for Brent. It was at Preston Park Primary School. And this boy was the smallest child I've ever seen. And he was up against my brother. And I said, my brothers are twins. I can't even remember which one it was. But I said, mash him up. Do it right. Listen. You see, after about 5 minutes, I said, don't get too tight. That boy there. Different kind of level.
Obviously, I've been seeing the boys play at Baller League, innit? So
Baller League. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. You may know Smalls from Baller League. Where the people may have seen Smalls recently was on a platform calling out someone that is Filthy Family.
It's Filthy Family, yeah.
Troy Deeney. We call that in-house beef. You are beefing Troy Deeney. You're
who?
Not the same weight class.
Yeah, don't
get in the ring.
Don't worry, I got you, man.
What's going on?
I wasn't even drawing him out, bro. I'll be honest with you. I weren't drawing him out.
That was a big draw, right?
Nah, but it's a clickbait makes things 10 times worse.
When I saw that, I thought I need to ask Smalls a question that I've never asked him. Yeah? And I want to ask you on camera. Yeah? And you can chime in as well, Fitz. Do you think you're better than certain pro footballers? Because the way you spoke on Troy was just...
What pros, though, are you talking?
Tell me, any. What,
currently playing?
Yeah, currently playing.
No, but
you don't have to draw out.
You got
man.
Pros in League 2, then you got pros in Premier
League.
Yeah,
no pros. I'm just saying pros from across the board. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but they won't respect it as much, bro. It's like playing tennis, like 11 aside, and then 6 aside at table tennis. Mm. So man won't. If I say, bro, I'm better than, they're going to say, bro, I'm like, wait, see, no, 11 aside are you. Do you know what I mean? So you can't compare.
Yeah, man. But big up to the Filthy Fellas, 5-a-side. Is it 5 or 7? 5.
Everything.
5, 6, 5, 6 sevens. 7s. Yeah, big up you lot, man. Killing it.
Yeah, yeah. When you need a sub.
No, I'm due to be
here, man.
It might not be an official game because I don't want to. I want you lot to win trophies. You get me? But a couple of pre-seasons, yeah, man. Shout out me, Loons. Mm. Steve can play.
I'll play.
Why are you making that noise when he said my name?
So obviously, you've got the trophies on the table. You've got to defend them. Where can we tell the crowd to look forward to seeing you boys in the future?
I think we've got some abroad ones coming up.
Okay, we're going to match. We're going to take over the world now.
Get me involved.
Yeah, man. I think they're going Amsterdam.
Ooh,
I'm there. Obviously, the Ballers League, it's the first one. Obviously, you're in it. How is it?
For him, it's going better than me.
Yeah?
It is near the top.
Yeah, and yeah.
Need a bomb.
I know, you got the, yeah.
So he's enjoying it more, but nah, it's a good experience.
History makers, first one. Where do you think the Baller League will go? Because I think this is crazy.
First generation, innit? First generation.
To be honest with you, bro, top four go to Vegas, innit?
Swear down, bro.
So like the top four play top four from America.
Wow.
And top four from Germany.
There you go.
So that's just first season.
That's the Champions League.
Surely you got to mash up the soccer players.
Of course.
Soccer, baller league.
No, yeah, but they're gonna mash South up. Americans over there, bro.
Yeah, I think it's going to go far, to be honest, bro. I think it's going to go far. They're adding peas next season. The money's coming
I'm
in.
I'm sure our champions are busy, have things to do, tactical training methods that I've written out. We're going to get... Go over them again, boys.
Yeah,
definitely.
Help, man.
100% we're gonna win this again. I help win this tournament. But let's clap off the boys, the Filthy Fellas football team.
Filthy should get a Baller League team, by the way. We need a Filthy.
We do need a we do need a
big
Baller
man.
League.
We spoke to Todd Bowley.
We definitely need a Baller League team. That is ridiculous. Some of the managers are nowhere near our level. Not life-wise, but just football knowledge.
Stick push!
Yes. You understand? But boys, big up.
I'm
going to bring in some resis now.
Just a disclaimer, sorry.
Uh-huh.
I think I ripped that Smalls guy. Not Smalls, Fitz. I think I juiced him up one time still.
Juiced him up?
This is crazy. Now his lingo is
football, man.
Is it a South thing?
You could juice up in football.
No, I've never heard that. No. Juice a man up.
I jinked him. I think I jinked him still. I'm not going to. I think I jinked him.
If you've done something.
Juiced him.
If you've won your duel, you get to say what you did. Juiced him, punched him up. Nanked him. It's like it's
the last two are way better than the first.
I hear it. I wouldn't personally say juiced him, but you know what? Let's highlight, have a little bit of a highlight right now. We've got two Filthy Fellas. We got John Wick and the OG Scribbs on the panel right now. Once again, Scribbs, the appearances are increasing right now. Is this a Paul Scholes?
It is. They brought
you,
me out of
I think so, you know, because the episodes you've been on been good, my bro.
They needed stability.
Yeah,
the
we did.
Margs needs help as well. Margs needs all the help.
What happened with us is what needs to happen with Arsenal. So we were going through something.
And
we've ended up bringing in an experienced player with a young guy. Mm-hmm.
Experienced as well.
Oh, come
he's
on.
He's not really back in, obviously, just here today. But
that's saying loaned in Omri back from New York.
But yeah, so for me, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, hey. Good one.
Premier League season is over.
Pretty much.
The trophy's on the table. Loons and them Scousers have got it. Premier League champions 24-25 season. We're not going to talk about that because we don't care about that. Look how small the trophy is.
Don't care about
that
this trophy.
Is small.
All right.
Little man.
What we're going to do, we're going to talk about the people that we love the most when it comes to Filthy, the crowd, the people that keep us going. And they loved it when we answered their questions. So we're going to answer their questions again. It was a little bit rocky last time. It's definitely going to be rocky again.
But remember, before we do that,
to
like, comment, subscribe.
Please
keep commenting
do
those suggested questions.
Yeah.
It's the bell.
And also, in the beginning of this episode, we're going to talk about
I said
the
that
live
wrong.
Show.
I said that wrong. I said those suggested questions. That don't make sense.
Let's go again.
No, man, let it land, man. They're stupid.
Okay, then.
Wow.
You know what? I want to big up Sam Jennings right now because this is a man that's just spreading love and he wants to know about the Filthy Fellas. This is the Filthy family, the crowd, the cast, the cameramen, everybody. And he wants to know. He has asked us, can you remember the moment you realised football was a business rather than something you loved? And I think that's a beautiful question. It's a beautiful question.
I remember when.
Yep, same.
Me
same.
Too. I think the first time I remember when football was a business rather than something that I just loved for the passion of it was Sol Campbell. That was when I first thought, oh my God.
This is real.
Like, they don't love you.
They don't love you.
Yeah, they don't love you, you know what I mean? So Sol Campbell, when he left Spurs, went to Arsenal, I thought it was so... At the time, I didn't get it, but obviously now I realise it's a business.
You know,
good move, soul, all the rest of it, you know what I mean? But that was when I first like, whoa.
So I think they don't love you, as true as it is almost a little bit less harsh than the truth. The truth is you don't matter. The crowd, me, everyone, we're just... you don't matter. You sat here on this table, Trent, this, right? He don't matter. He's gone.
Yeah,
he don't even know you.
None of the Liverpool players matter to you.
Yeah, I support the team.
Can I go second, please?
Go on then. Because you know what it is? You two's insight to this is going to be kind of different because you lot kind of got up there.
Am I?
In the ranks. Nah, man, come on.
Go on, John.
My one was when Adebayor went to Tottenham. I feel like he didn't do much for Arsenal, but he was a vital player in our team. And seeing that they just wanted to... Well, when you see his interviews and stuff and they dashed him out...
Can I say something to you?
Go on, sir.
He went to City from Arsenal. You know that, right?
Yeah, no.
But you saying, yeah.
Sorry.
It was City.
City, not
so you didn't realise.
The cult is strong.
Sorry.
The case.
The cult is strong.
No, you know what it is? You're
no, Jerry.
Yeah. We're going to.
No.
I was going to say, that's late, innit?
Steve-O, let me know that.
Steve-O, you backed me here still. You're my bigger brother.
No, you saved the credibility of the channel.
He was going to do a whole story on it. We should have let him go, you know? It weren't true.
Because I'm someone, I watch like people's podcasts. Like when ex-pros have their podcasts, I watch their stuff in it. So when he came out and was just explaining the story about Wenger and him and then the fans and all that kind of stuff, it kind of hit me still because I actually loved Adebayor, bro. Like, yeah, I thought he was good
player,
vibes, good energy, good person to be around. When we needed him, he actually backed for us.
Can
as
I
well.
Counter that one though? Can I counter that one?
I felt like I was in a changing room with him still.
What I think is interesting is the two examples you've given have been about Arsenal. My example is about Arsenal as well. My first experience in football was a business and not what I love, was the Emirates Stadium. Yeah, when we got the Emirates Stadium, my life, and I think most people's life as Arsenal fans, changed. We even started explaining the finance of the club to people. We're like, we're fourth because we just bought a stadium. I was young.
I get that.
When that happened. When did we go Emirates? 06? 06, I would have been 14, 15. So I didn't know nothing about business.
You didn't even know nothing about like big money. What's a million?
I've turned into Russ, Wolf of Wall Street, just to defend my team. Yeah.
For me, brutal, like my that. Context, I think it was when, for me, Van Persie going to United and winning the Prem for them. That's business from Alex Ferguson. That's when love turned to business for me. And I realised,
we don't
that
matter.
Broke me.
We
still.
Don't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter. That's it. Plain and simple. Bro, Van Persie.
So up until, because you're about 30 them times probably, you didn't know that football.
You can talk, mate.
Well, I'm just saying, that's a madness.
So
and you at 15 couldn't count, you didn't know what a million was. I heard
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't understand a million quid, but I'm 15, not really. But anyway,
I'm gonna kill
it's
you.
Totally different. There was no internet and things there, so it was a whole different 15, so that's cool. Anyway,
calculate
it, but they don't let you know what a million quid is, but
it's
me lad anyway.
100,000, but go on.
My time I knew when football was a business was early millennium, right? The year 2000, 2001, right? Manchester United, right? That's transfer window, I might be. Two transfer windows, right? Two summers.
One, they bought Real Ferdinand, 30 mil. The next one, they bought Van Nistelrooy, 80 mil. And I think Veron, 30 mil. You know what I'm saying? This is early millennium. 30 mil is Arsenal's record transfer ever to be sold. Ever. That's the most they've ever sold a player for. Man United spent that in 2001. Yeah, I knew it was a whole business. It's corrupt. Mm-hmm. I knew anything business-wise is corrupt. That's what I knew.
Give him that. He deserves that.
No, come on.
Give it back.
He said corrupt.
You broke the British record bare times. when you were in your Luke, prime as well in the 90s.
No, wait. Let me clear because he's saying stuff. Yes. And I'm saying this, yeah? Breaking the transfer record, 8.5 million for Stan Collymore isn't the same as buying the most expensive centre back for 30 mil in 2000 when Google wasn't even about.
Can I say something though? You were splashing peas, splashing 15, 17 million, spending more than 30 for a while. Hey, listen, but this is the 90s. You're talking about spending money after you won the treble.
Never.
So we have boosted we've boosted everything. We've got peas. We can spend that. We never spent
50 million in the 90s. That's lies.
When did you realize?
My one was, I would say, do you know what? I was privileged and in a bubble for a while as a United supporter.
Honestly. Get me?
So I would say it's going to be embarrassing, but I think it was like after the 17-18 season with Jose Mourinho when he came second. And then the board only bought, Dalot and Fred. And I was like, Ross. And then I realized these men are cutting checks with the dividends. They're not trying to reinvest in the club. Yeah. All they're doing is making sure we make Champions League. They get their little paycheck. And then cool. That's their sustainable business plan. I respect it. But as a fan, we want more. Mm. If you've just come second to City and City are doing a mad thing, and then you go and buy Fred and Dalot.
It's real.
Big man.
Wait, Fred was sought after though.
This guy loves Fred.
No, I used to back Fred when he played for us, but it's not good enough.
Big up Sam Jennings, obviously. Crowd, let us know as well when you realise that football was a business. But chat to them, Steve.
Old Tight 17 Nolan, they say, is this the end of Man City's dominance?
Good question.
Scribs, what
chat
do you reckon?
To us, Manchester.
I'm going to say no, fam. I'm a hater. I hate City. I want them to be in ruins. But fam, like, the season they've had is crazy. The injuries they've had is crazy. They're playing Bernardo Silva as the deepest midfielder. Like, man's against, like, in the final, we're not trying to see that. They've got attacking midfielders. As their DM, like, it's not working, and it makes sense. Who's is it O'Reilly?
It's good though.
Yeah, I know, but it's not enough. Like, these men are champions. So if that's what they're having to make do with, I can understand their situation. And I don't think they're gonna go into next season like that. So it's just a rough patch. I feel like they'll be back next season.
Is it fair to even say that they've actually even salvaged something from this season?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
At our point it looked dark, and they managed to get the results together.
Yeah, I don't think they've salvaged. I still think it's a very bad season, but I do.
For them.
But I know why. Yeah. I know why. You know what I mean? So is it the end of their dominance? For me, no way. This could be the start
of
dominance. Dominance. Scary. Yeah. That's what you don't
want. A wounded animal.
You don't want someone, like, once they go back, you know, one back, two steps forward. Is it? It's two steps back.
Steve-O, it could be either way. You take one step back to do two steps forward.
John, I knew you'd get it.
John Wick, I wanna ask you, because obviously you saw the last time they suffered defeat at the Wembley Stadium, Crystal Palace, FA Cup champions, first major honour in their history. Is this the beginning of a City fall off?
Last episode, I was being very shameless, but now I've got my football cap half on.
That's Turkey hair.
Love the gap.
You got a gap as well.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like his
dog. Either.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's the end of City. I think City are going to definitely do a rebuild. With obviously players and that leaving, I think they're going to come back and be strong, bro. Like, if this is a bad City team and they're still going to hopefully get Champions League
hopefully.
And do their thing, I feel like, yeah, bro, it's going to be mental.
So let me ask you, John, because obviously I think a lot of us have kind of said, will City be okay or not? We're talking dominance. We're talking year after year, bringing in the best players in the world, winning the league. Are they going to get back to that?
I think it's a possibility, depending on their transfers.
Man. See, bro, City are cold, man. Like, City are actually a champion team, bro. I feel like they'll bring in players that this can fill in.
For me, this is a one-off season. Like, I don't think we'll see City go through this again.
So you think it's back to regular schedule?
Yeah, they're just going to reset.
Not next year, I'll probably give them another two seasons, then it's going to be City.
I think when Man United, you know, after their first season, when it went pear-shaped, I don't know where they finished. Where did they finish when it was sixth?
Seventh, right?
I think we said it was a one-off. I did. I said it was a one-off. They still had good players there. And then it done it again and again. And then obviously Mourinho and you get a couple, Van Gaal and people come in and you win trophy. And but the dominance, what they were doing from before, because you only think it's only like 5-6 years before that, that they got the best team in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, it's true.
So the dominance went so quick, but go
five,
on.
5-6 years ago, we were in another blip. I think after we were looking for Van der Sar, we were trying to get in players and blah, blah, blah. I think Chelsea just came, Jose came, Keane left, Vieira left.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea were doing a mad thing. So I feel like that, Man United are cyclical. And if we've got poor hierarchy, poor owners. City are well-run business. So I feel like they will make sure what needs to happen happens. And then you've got Pep. They're not going to be rotating managers, I don't think.
That's the difference. That's
the difference. Man United were in there. We got Moyes. No one understood why we got Moyes. Everyone trusted Fergie, which is
crazy.
Worked out terribly for us. But so yeah, and City are just a well-oiled engine. They're going to do their thing. Man United.
That's what I think. I don't think it's going to be four in a row again. I think Arsenal's too strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think Liverpool's obviously now shown how
when
strong.
When you say Arsenal's too strong,
like they're too strong,
might not be strong enough to win it, but we're strong enough to stop them.
Stop that, stop.
Even the smaller teams.
Arsenal, you beat them twice this season.
And drew one.
Alley-oop, and Liverpool just run in and take it. They're strong enough to make...
I just think the level upgrade of the other teams like Villa, Newcastle, they can bring it. They can bring it to City, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
But they can also bring it to Liverpool.
That's
or
what
whoever
I'm saying.
Else
like, yeah, open.
You know what? Obviously, crowd, let us know what you think. The beauty of that question is we will find out as soon as possible, man.
Yeah, man.
We will see what City's about in a couple months, man. Big up whoever asked that. It was 17 Nolan, wasn't it?
Yeah, 17
Nolan. So now we have Jarnilo. Or Jarnlo.
This is dumb, man.
They have asked, should Harry Kane come back to Spurs and chase the scoring record in the Premier League? Yeah, before you answer, I just want to say that it's a bit of a rubbish question.
Yeah,
go on in.
I'm saying, do you think it's wise to take your ex-girl back, to all your friends.
Yeah, and then be her best boyfriend ever.
Yeah, do you reckon it's going to ever work? It won't work. There was reasons. He left to win titles. He's got the titles he wanted. You lot are doing poor, but you're closest to a title. So maybe it's best that you love each other from a distance.
Yeah, how far away is he from this?
Far.
But it'll take more than a season.
But hang about. I'm saying maybe that question, maybe the team he's saying to go back to is not what we should be asking it.
Yeah.
If he goes back. So what I'm saying,
remember,
so going back to the original question that we started with, Sam, what Sam said, when did you notice it was a business now? Arsenal need a striker. Harry Kane used to play for Arsenal.
Beautiful.
Why wouldn't he go there?
No, he's played for Tottenham. He's played for Tottenham.
He supports Arsenal, though.
Oh, yes,
he did. WWE SummerSlam.
He supports Arsenal as well.
Listen, that you see that there? That will...
Hey, bro, that, man. Don't put
that is
the
whole business.
He'll heal the world. He'll heal the world.
It's a business.
He'll heal the world.
Good chat, man.
You know what? With this
keep
one, we're going to go there quick. I want that to be the last thing said. about this one. Harry Kane to Arsenal.
Poor big, question, Jar Nolay.
Big up Jar Nolay. Actually turned out to be a decent question. Okay. So we are now entering the La Liga realms, the Spanish realms.
We've Hola.
Got two questions. We'll go at the first one. First, it is from, I'm going to say Denzel S.
Yeah, I was going to say Denzel. Yeah,
Denzel.
Yeah.
It says D-N-Z-L, but we think your name's Denzel.
Denzel S.
Big up Denzel S. He has arts. Will Xabi Alonso finally win Real Madrid the treble? I think that's a very good question. He's obviously
in gone, layman's terms.
He's obviously gone unbeaten in Germany with Bayern Leverkusen, yeah, who are maybe the third or fourth best team in Germany. And he went there, went a whole domestic season without losing a game, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, a great footballer, ex-Real Madrid player.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think, Lips? He's a good manager.
Good manager.
But what happens is, and it happens with players as well, is that when you leave a team where not loads is expected of you, the pressure is crazy, and pressure can make you just do different things. Like, you know what I mean? Like
100%.
Like, it can make you second guess yourself and all the rest of it. I don't know if that's going to happen, and he might be quality. He might have that temperament that he can live with that, right? But for him to be a treble-winning team, he has to dethrone this Barcelona team at the
Hansi
moment.
Hansi Flick is better than him.
And maybe he is, but that's a tough ask, man. So I think it's a tough ask. I don't think it's as easy as everyone thinks it's going to be. Because he's a good manager, he can just walk into this good team. This is what we were saying about Pep on the last episode. Like, it's not easy.
He's not far off Flick, though, with chemistry of players.
Hundo, but Flick is two signings away.
I hear it.
I was just going to say, I think Barcelona are going to get better as well.
Mm. Mm. Two signings away from eliteness.
They're young, they're growing, they're getting more experience.
What I will say is, pressure makes diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
This pressure is going to make gold dust. I don't think he's going to come in and do
gold
the
dust
trouble.
Is good.
Yeah, what does
valuable.
That mean?
Gold dust
is more
gold
valuable than diamonds.
Very valuable.
Gold dust the wrestler, bro.
Oh, okay. He saved himself. I hear it. I like that.
I can't like the person. You see, when you got that, the team he was managing before were good. Do not get me wrong. However, like Steve-O said, there's no real pressure. Do you get it? It's like Leicester winning the league. There's not real pressure on them because they're not a big club.
But let me put play devil's advocate. The La Liga in the last four seasons, I think, has gone Barca champions, Real champions, Barca champions, Real champions, Barca champions.
Where's
now.
Atletico?
Yeah, Atletico. Atletico won. It might have gone Barca, Real, Barca again then. But I know Jude and them won it. That
last one,
my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
So what I want to say now is, I remember kind of having this argument. Obviously, Ancelotti is a great manager, but he was up against Hansi Flick, who's kind of new and fresh.
Tactics.
And I think with these modern day managers and modern day players, it's like a match made in heaven. You see it with Pep. You understand? Like, when it aligns, it's crazy. And my thing is, Xabi Alonso is one of these modern day managers. He's got obviously a team to have a certain attitude and go all the way. And my thing is, with Ancelotti, that whole, oh, I want my back four and six to do this, but everyone else just do what they're doing. I think that's outdated now. I think playing in this systematic kind of era, you need someone that's going to say, no, you move here and you...
Lips, I'm coming. Let me come in on that, bro. Yeah, yeah. Weren't it only two seasons ago, maybe more, I might be wrong, but when he was the Don and they'd won...
But he's saying from Champions League.
Is that Ancelotti?
Yeah,
he's saying from Champions League. I'm not saying...
But we're still in the same sort of space as 2 years ago.
He can still switch.
I'm just saying, Ancelotti with the Mbappes, the Arda Gullers, these are new style kind of players, you understand? And they might not be used to the Ancelottis, the old school. When they've got Xabi Alonso now, it's like, it's kind of...
They need more instructions.
This is almost the era before them, you understand? So I'd like to think, not that Xabi Alonso is a better gaffer than Ancelotti.
I hear what you're saying,
But I kind of think in recent years, I kind of think he's kind of more in sync with what's going on.
I think there's more to him than what we're doing here by the way, because he's the guy that first put the deep line in midfield. Like, he is a guy that does
elevate football. Yeah, so let's not think. So, yeah, 100%. So let's not think that he's not been elevating it in some way, that he might have just got it wrong this season, or he might have come against a Barcelona team that's just flying, best player in the world, both positions. And let me add to that, where you keep saying, "Oh, Flick's this tactician and all that." I saw his players win him loads of games, like the players just doing maverick shit. I saw that loads last year. So don't get into that thing where you're a prisoner of the moment right now.
No, I'm never, bro.
Because Flick was the same guy that...
Bro, can I land?
Oh, that loss. Yeah, last year.
Let him.
He just accused me of something, yeah? You see, that's part of a great manager, bro. Because you see what, like, 95% of managers right now, they don't let them players do that maverick. Mm-hmm. You see him giving the license. That is a feather in his cap.
Yeah, 100.
That is a factual 100. Thing. Hansi Flick, the difference with him is, yeah, it's not... The way Barcelona play is they've gone back to
the freedom,
the old school. Yeah. Before, after Pep and Luis Enrique, everyone tried to do this regimented, keep players here, you play in this box, you play in this box. Now, it's where the lever takes you. You play there, you beat your man, get it there, you lot do the rest. And you've got to respect that.
Good, okay. Well, okay, you know what? Loons, well done there, mate.
But we'll see. Yeah. It's definitely, I think it's a here or there argument, man. We just got to see what's going to happen. Another argument, big up Nate.
Still in the Spanish realm.
Yeah, Faragia.
How do you say it, man? You should know.
Why should he know?
He's Mexican.
Like, he's a given... Faragia.
Yeah.
That's more where you're from, no?
Faragio, of course not.
You just pronounced it.
You know what? Said it. Let's ask the question.
Oh yeah, sorry,
it's
Nate.
It's a good question. Very, very good question. Lamine Yamal will win.
What?
No, do you
will
know
win.
Exactly?
No,
what?
Will
that,
win.
Look at what he's written.
Yes,
look
will
at
win.
What he's written.
Yes, what?
Will he's win. In a madness. Yeah. It's not my fault.
I'd love him to read that.
Are they foreign?
So this is a foreign. Oh, this is a my. No. This is a real La Liga realm. So he said, Lamine Yamal will win a Ballon d'Or before Kylian Mbappe does. Obviously saying he will win Ballon d'Or before Mbappe does. And that is a very interesting question because a lot of people think Lamine Yamal is going to win the Ballon d'Or.
He should.
Do you know why?
The moment he should. People,
he's won something for his country. That's one of the TikToks.
They said it was
this year and what he's doing this year, he's ticking them all off.
I feel like Mbappe is also doing the same thing. You can't mention the 2018 World Cup though.
No, but you need to understand the style he done it in, bro.
It's 2018.
I hear that. I'm not disagreeing with that. I do think that Yamal's going to win it. I'm not disagreeing with that. But, I don't think Mo's winning it. I'll be honest with you. I do not see Mo winning it.
Will Yamal win it before Mbappe?
Yes. To answer your question, yes.
Yes.
Barcelona will win the Champions League next season.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Nice one, boys. Thank you, Nate. Big up yourself.
Hey, and yo, Nate, my Jagar is W-I-N. When are you stepping to my yard? When are we partying?
Banner.
That's what...
Banner. Banner.
Yeah,
we got him. We got him.
You're talking to the man and you're telling him, come to my yard.
Hey. That's when you use when. When are you coming to my yard, Scrim?
Listen, the optics and the positioning was crazy.
When are you coming to my yard, Steve-O?
Yo,
my boy.
Yo.
His iPhone's got two cameras, man.
I beg you to get him. Love.
Next question comes from the favorite light skin. And he is saying, why is the bottom three continuously regressing in talent and point progression?
Okay.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
Great question. The favorite light skin. Yeah. What? I want to answer this.
Why do you know everything? Why do you think you know this?
Because I've been speaking about...
Oh, but let me just say... No, let him land though. No, don't do that. Let him land.
This is your pilot speaking.
I'm fighting for him.
Remember, you played him this pass for this shot.
Hey, don't let me down. Land.
Let you down.
Land.
Shut the hell up.
Land.
Let him land. Listen, I've been saying it, yeah? The gap between the Premier League middle teams... Yeah, there's six teams that the middle teams cannot get nowhere near... They can't get nowhere near. The top three, Arsenal, Liverpool, City, there's the middle teams, and then the promoted teams can't get near the rest, yeah? There's too much of a gap. That's why the league is so strong right now. Every three teams that come up will always go back down.
Why? They're, why?
Because there's so much of a gap. There's too much money. Everyone's got too much good players. There's too much.
Can I ask
you this?
Too much
money.
No, hold on, hold on. That.
It
hold
is.
On, hold on.
It's too much money.
Let me ask you this, because this is what. It's not even. Let me ask.
It's
you
money.
This is my.
Hey. Oh, that
good catch. Hey. Great catch.
Spider-Man.
Save my life, boy.
Miles Morales.
All right, boys. That was too reactionary to catch it. I don't lie. I was.
Hey, Nappy. We're calling you Nappy right now.
I think it is more. Is that I think is. It's factual. You need more points to win the champion, the Prem now. You need more points. So when the better teams come against these lesser teams now, they're not messing around. It's as simple as that. Whereas before, they'll kind of ease off and, you know, Arsenal and maybe United sometimes will struggle against
you
the lesser teams.
Don't give Wilshere's debut.
Yeah, all of that. Like now that. It's nope. We're away at Ipswich. Full strength. You understand?
Game's a battle. Every game's a battle.
So I think it's tough, man. Because these promoted teams, they're not terrible. I think even though for the last two seasons, all three teams have gone straight back down. So what our favourite light skin is saying is true. It's not even an opinion. But I think in the last couple seasons, there's been some players that's gone down that good teams have been interested in. So we've got Liam Delap, the Leicester boy, North African boy, is it El Hanoussi or something? Arsenal like him. Ramsdale got grabbed when he got relegated. So it's like...
Vardy.
Yeah.
What about do you remember Luton?
Yeah.
They had the right back and the left
Doughty,
and the left wing.
Doughty and...
Yeah, he's League One now.
They got relegated again. Like, man,
no one picked them up.
But you know what's crazy as well? So the last time three teams actually stayed up was Fulham, Bournemouth and Nottingham Forest. And now look how well they're doing now.
Forest
so they've had time to build.
I think that's. Do you know what? What you said was kind of right, though.
I know
what you said
right.
was right, though. This is why you're my agent.
Let me finish. No, he's your agent because you interrupt like him. But what I was going to say, if you remember, Forest, though, for two seasons, Forest were struggling. Yeah. They were just tivering
Change
on that.
Gaffer, bro.
You know what I mean? So they brought in 19 players or something like that. It takes time. It has to be a project, I think.
Got rid of the gaffer.
That's what it is, though. You don't get the chance to make a mistake in the transfer window, in games, in nothing. It's cutthroat. You got to get it right first time or you're going down, and that's due to the financial power.
Do you know what it is as well? I can't remember so much with Fulham, but I know Bournemouth and Nottingham, when they first come up, they started off well, innit? You saw almost shades of what they're doing now, innit? That this is a team that could be serious. I think Brighton were like that as well. And you're right.
The surprise factor.
I remember we used to have Wiggins and teams that will come up and you see, yeah, man, for about 3-4 years, they're going to be in and around.
What do you think about the approach of the teams? Because the Brightons and that, they ball. And they've been balling since Championship. These managers are dealing with Championship. They're coming to the Prem. It's a complete, everybody's trying
you
to
ball. Change
but
your
you
football.
Know what? But don't you think that's an issue? Yeah. Don't you think they should come here, scumbag it? Because imagine
Bring
Ipswich.
Back Stoke, man.
Imagine Ipswich. Yeah. Imagine Ipswich scumbagged it. They've got players like Liam Delap, Amari Hutchinson. Expansive. Because I think Forest did that to get to this point. They just sit back, soak pressure, iron the Nigerian brother, whoever, and they just attack you, counter-attack. But you're right now. I'm seeing Ipswich playing from the back.
Yeah.
3-0 down. Playing to the centre back that's been skinned three times. Take it every time.
And you know the centre back can't take it.
He cannot take it.
He can't take it with his back to play as well. They're forcing it on him. The dude don't want it. I think the promoted teams now, I think one of them, because they're going to have so much money, the Leeds Red Bull outfit, I think they're going to make enough signings. I think they're going to be the one that kind of
Leeds
breaks
that
them
before,
off.
Though.
No, but they with the Red Bull outfit now, they've got money now, innit? They're part of that whole...
That doesn't necessarily... Bruv, Nottingham Forest had money.
But exactly, Nottingham Forest had money and then they broke the mold, didn't it?
All you got to do is survive once.
That's it, and that's it, and then you become part of it.
If you survive once, you get that money... The players from abroad and that start seeing you, okay, you're a Prem team now.
Yeah.
And they land.
And that's it, you just gotta just, you know.
Players just wanna see progression.
Who do we think has the best chance, or do all three of them have a chance of staying up?
You said Leeds could have a chance depending on the business, but I think the other two, not to be harsh.
Cooked.
Yeah, so obviously big up the favourite light skin. Very good question. So this is why the crowd, I threaten them all the time, Steve. And they don't understand why they say that. I'm crying. Oh, Lippy's going to have another meltdown. I've had 1.5 meltdowns ever on Filthy. The other day was a madness. I'm not gonna
lie,
I almost dashed a chair.
You had a few,
yeah, but for an Arsenal fan, I think I'm doing well. But the crowd always say to us, Scribs, you know what they say, bro? You lot always talk about Arsenal. This is an Arsenal show. Look on the screen. The crowd wants us to talk about Arsenal again. Yeah, so you lot blame us, but it's slightly you lot's fault. But we're going to go there. Big up Swelle11. And he has asked, does Declan Rice take over captaincy of Arsenal? And what would it do to Martin Odegaard's game time? So it's two questions in one. Chat to our skits.
I don't think he'll give up the captaincy to Declan Rice. I think he'll still keep that synergy, that energy, that chemistry that the Arsenal players have, especially with Martin. I think he'll give Martin another try next season. He's had a bad season. We've seen more leadership from Declan than we've seen from Martin. So I just think it won't happen. I don't think Declan will get the captaincy yet.
Sorry, my question is, why would you not?
No, I would love that to happen.
And I think this is the thing with Arsenal. It's like there's always something. Bro, if we've seen somebody that is more of a leader than somebody else, why are we not going to give him captaincy, bro? I don't understand that.
But that's down to Martin then. Two seconds.
Yeah.
I think that's when the second question comes into account, because I think the reason Martin Odegaard starts week in, week out, regardless of his form, is because he's the captain. If we take that away from him, things will change.
I don't think Declan Rice is the leader. Even that team, that thing he done in the huddle for Arsenal in that Champions League quarter or semi-final with PSG. If we don't have the ball, we die. He didn't have the ball. You don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Need motivation. Your captain can't be saying all those things, man. I'll be honest, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That can't be your skipper, man. Gabriel, if you're saying Gabriel, give it to him.
Ooh, Gabriel's
I hear it.
A warrior.
You know what I'm saying? I hear it. But it can't, no
Gabriel
way.
Gabriel will tell man
no
die.
Way. Dude's too nice. He's too nice. He was doing karaoke the other day. He'll press trigger and push people button, making everyone laugh. That can't be your captain. Has got to be the real deal, Holyfield. That's it.
I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is, yeah, you know, football right now, it's a PR stunt. Do you get what I'm saying? Declan fits the PR.
Do you know what it is? He does.
It makes a lot of sense. Deep it.
I'll be honest, me personally, I think the only logical reason why we shouldn't take the captaincy of Odegaard is because it will hurt his feelings.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's a mental battle he's going to have to
There's
deal
no
with.
Sentiment in football, bro.
You say that, but there is.
Yeah, of course. Regardless,
the only way it would work is if Martin actually gave it to Rice.
Odegaard is kind of labelled as one of the players that's like responsible for this quote-unquote new Arsenal. You get me? So to then just strip something from him and say, yeah, you know what, the last two seasons have been kind of weird. Wow. And then give it to the next man. Because you have to remember, all goes well, we finish second again. So really and truly, it hasn't really entered, let's take away captaincy level.
Gerrard went through bare years of failure with a captaincy armband.
Yeah, but he led.
To be honest with you though, I hear what you lot are saying, but there's two things I want to say. And that is, when you do the eye test with Odegaard, you can see when he's not on the ball, if it's not going too well for him on the ball, he's still leading the team. He's telling people where to go. He's pointing. He's pushing the team up. He's leading the press. So there's that. There's certain captains. You know, you've got
different types of captains.
But I would also say as well, I think he became captain at Arsenal when there wasn't a lot of captains around.
Leaders, yeah.
So now you've got other ones. Maybe it might be a thing where you sit in there and you say, look, boys, we've been trying to go for the last two, three seasons. Like, we're a team. So let's make a team decision. And I think a team decision would be maybe we put him.
So let me ask you this. Are you kind of saying that this question is due to his form? Literally. And
yeah.
Do you think it's fair to take away captaincy because of form?
Exactly. That was part of my thing. Captaincy doesn't lose because of form. And then also, the vice captain is Saka. Yeah? How does he feel? Because remember, vice captain's next up. How's he going to feel? You take the captaincy away and then bring the new guy and give him it. How's he going to feel? He's next up. So you've got a balance. Like,
Swale is asking this question for a reason. This ain't just a madman that's woken up that don't like Odegaard. You said something. Our captain is Martin Odegaard. Our vice captain is Bukayo Saka.
Two nice guys.
When it comes to champions, when it comes to teams that's doing well, that is kind of, I wouldn't say alarming, but I'll say it's different. It's different because I think that we've done the, let's make our better footballers captains. Whereas in traditional champions teams, it's actual
Is it the most consistent players?
I feel like it's someone that drags you through the mud. Yeah. And I've seen Rice Saka. Drag Arsenal okay. Saka, through the mud.
Not more than Saka.
Bare times. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I hate Rice and because I hate Arsenal. But he drags man through the mud. I feel like you need, I feel like if you're going to have a captain and a vice captain, they need to be different. And I feel like both Saka and Odegaard are nice guys.
Oh, have two bro, different attributes.
Even have devil's advocate. Have someone that's a nice guy, then have someone that's
what
just
you said. That's what I just said. But I feel like Rice, even though Rice is a nice guy, I feel like he has that dog in him. You see him getting involved in like scraps and arguments and he's leading. You get what I'm saying? When Arsenal's heads are down, his head's up and he's doing his thing. And I haven't seen Odegaard do that. Like when the chips are down and Odegaard's on the pitch, I don't see Odegaard stand up and galvanise the players.
But back to it in it though. You see the vocalness you want from your captain. You don't want to hear, if we don't have the ball, we die.
Oh, you love that you though.
Bro.
You love a snapshot.
We're still on Arsenal. Big up Swale 11. Crowd, let us know your opinion on that one. Okay, cool. So yeah, official apps and CC Stephen M. I don't know if you know each other, but you have linked up beautifully with this one. Because official apps has said, do Arsenal win anything next season? If yes, what would this title make up for the 5-year no title drought? And CC Stephen M has asked, if Arsenal buys a striker and don't win any trophies, should Arteta be sacked? And that is a beautiful question.
No. Put them questions together. If Arsenal, so basically we're saying it's all or nothing for Arsenal next season. Is that what we're saying?
I'm not saying that.
It's two different questions. So if Arsenal win next year, does it make up for the shortcomings of the past?
The past
of what's been going on now?
Of course,
the present.
So if they don't win, should he get the sack though?
No.
Okay, no, let's answer the first one. So we're... quick, official apps, we're saying yes. If Arsenal win the league, it makes up for the 5 years of no title drought. Yeah? Which
five
I
years.
Think is quite self-explanatory.
I think they mean 5 years, no cup. So they mean, I think he means a cup in like a trophy.
Yeah, title, just a title. Being
oh, a title.
Title.
Okay.
I thought that's you said
the
cold.
Title. No, a title, literally, yeah? But then the next one now, which is very interesting. And I think, I know this sounds mad, I think it's as simple as official apps' question. I think the answer is he should go. 100%.
No way.
Let me just go. Let me just go. This is my thing, yeah? That's what we've been saying. Because if that's not the truth, we're idiots. Because we've been saying all Arsenal need is a striker. So if we get that and we still don't do it, unless it's foot, don't get it twisted, football's football, anything can happen. If the season's mad, injuries, this, that, let me just learn. I'll hear it. But if we have a season like the season we had now, which I think we had plenty of opportunities, maybe to not win the league, but to at least keep up. And we didn't do it. We had the excuse of not having a striker. If we had that striker this year, for me, it would mean that we got the wrong striker. And that would mean it's Arteta's fault and he needs to move on.
Okay. Can I ask you this though, yeah? You see the whole strike, can't it be? Ain't you got someone buying these players for you?
Yeah, but
got all this, so ain't I don't, has he got the last say?
My thing is, I hear that innit, but my thing is, whatever tactics is going on, this is my thing. I question if Arteta's tactics is the reason we can't score goals. The only reason I kind of can't say that is definitely the case is because we don't have a prolific goal scorer. But if we get one and we don't score goals, for me, the only thing could be my man's tactics board.
So brilliant. I'm just saying, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You get a striker, it's the window for everybody. Everyone gets better. So you see, the striker you needed might have took you over the line this season, last season, or the third season.
Okay,
but you see, next season, everyone's going to get better. We might have a striker that can get us 30 goals. Man United might as well.
This season, yes or no, did everyone get better?
Yes.
Who got better?
Forest, Newcastle,
okay.
Villa.
Okay, listen. When it comes to teams that mattered in Arsenal's title run, one team got better.
Oh, Liverpool.
And that was Liverpool.
Yeah, but I can't say we... Okay, yeah.
I know, so it's for me, it's not hypothetical now, innit? Well, it kind of is. I'm not saying if we got a striker, we would have won the league.
So it's proof. Everyone
but
gets better.
We can still say us getting a striker would have given us a better chance.
Absolutely.
Because in the two seasons we've challenged, we haven't had a prolific nine.
Yeah, because it shows with the lack of goals scored.
This season, other than Liverpool, it's all the other also-rans that got better. See, next season, if it factory resets and Chelsea get better, City get better, United get back to better, and you get your striker, it's not going to guarantee you the league. But does it guarantee you this guy should go? Absolutely not. Do you get what I'm saying?
You just won the league. You're doing up humble. You're just trying to
I'm
rate
never
everyone.
Humble,
trying to
bro.
Trying to rate everyone.
I'm not humble, bro.
Trying to give us advice.
That's I didn't think you were going to win.
Ask a real Arsenal hater. Scripps.
Yes.
Chat to me, bro. Arsenal get a striker, don't win the league.
Yeah.
What does that mean, bro?
It just means maybe your striker needs a bit more time.
Thank what are you doing?
I'm just being honest. You know it is. I'll be so honest with you, yeah? Like, I hate Arsenal, innit? But sometimes, I chat enough about Arsenal. Sometimes you got to be realistic. When Arteta took over Arsenal, did you not see yourself where you're at today?
Nope.
Not necessarily,
nope.
No.
So the fact that you're at where you're at today, it means that your chests are too high.
Thank you.
Let me combat that, because what you say is true, 100%. But at the same time, second three times in a row is a thing. That is something you have to look at.
Hey, Lippy, don't let us get into your head.
It's not about us.
No, I'm not about us. About the rival fans and the memes and the pictures. It happens in that.
How many times has Diego Simeone finished third? You think you can trick Atletico to let him go? You think you can trick
them?
What's
the difference between Simeone and Arteta?
He doesn't have the pressure that Arsenal's Arteta's on.
Die. No, let me just land. Listen. One man, you see a man that dyes his hair. I love Mikel Arteta. If he walked in the room right now, I'll be like, boss.
He's worrying about all the wrong things.
But I was, exactly. You're not a worrier.
Wait,
not
just for men.
As much as Ange and Boomerang, Kangaroo Boy and that, he's grey. He's let's, what?
Arteta, think about this though. Think of all the managers, yeah, that have come in. Remember over the years we've seen, I saw David Moyes literally within weeks go grey at United.
They do. Jose.
Like a champagne.
I don't think Arteta has had that kind of pressure, because like you said,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He wasn't expected to be there. He's loving it. He understands his project. He probably thinks now, okay, I need to get that strike. I hope he thinks that. But the last few years, it's been like way above where he probably thought. He had a project four years ago.
Ahead of schedule.
Yeah, man. So he ain't got that pressure like that.
On the board, revisit expectations every season. Down to your progression.
They're still there. Champions League semi-final.
How long was
Klopp they're there
at Liverpool?
Eight seasons.
How many leagues did he win?
One.
Crazy.
Crazy.
For me, he won the Champions League.
He won everything.
I just got to this.
He won everything.
But he was a guy up against a powerhouse.
Of course, but Arsenal aren't going up against a Liverpool powerhouse, teams. Yeah. They're going up against
City. Two powerhouses.
And Liverpool.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be fair. And this is the only time you're gonna get me being honest, because after this cameras go off, I'm cussing you lot.
If Arsenal do win something next year, are we saying, okay, well, that's it, they've done it. Because we gave Klopp the 8 years to do what he done.
I think we can say, yeah.
Yeah? Even the Carabao Cup? No.
No, man, just don't sack. Let it go around.
League or Champions League?
I'll sneak in the FA Cup for you, though, honestly.
FA Cup bandits.
United won the FA Cup last season, yeah? It was great. If we win the FA Cup next season
parade
and don't win the league,
it's
they're
going
to treat it like a piece of charcoal, bro. And That's understandable. For me, that's understandable.
If you finish second and it's a title race and you win the FA Cup.
No, that's better.
What about title race, FA Cup, Carabao Cup?
The only thing that will end these conversations now is the league title
that's
or
the
Champions
most
League
important.
Next year.
Yeah, bro.
If we win the Champions League, let me tell you something.
No one can chat.
Now I can talk about it because it's done. If we won the Champions League this season, Arsenal fans would have downed tools. We wouldn't have cared. We'd have started watching golf. Football's done.
You're done. You competed it. You competed football. Get it.
No way.
Facts.
We're going to turn into pundits. Man's rating all the teams. Man loves Tottenham now. We wouldn't care. We'd be done. That's all
that
me.
That was me 05 to 010.
Yeah, you're done.
05, when we won the
That's
Champions
That's you this
League.
Week.
Loons is a scout. You see, Loons has something nice to say about every team. You see what you could? You
Man's
see what
you handing out advice.
It don't matter. You
it don't matter. It doesn't matter.
I was with Steve in the shades, Conference League. All nine and put on the sunglasses.
And I still, that's my thing. Yeah, you lot can't talk to me.
I was in a vest last week, fam. Only now I find my t-shirt. But you know what it is? Big up them two questions. That was two three big boy of questions. Three
great,
of them.
Great, great, great.
Even.
Two at the end, yeah.
So we're going to go to the one Father Frank. Big up one Father Frank. That's a
Arsenal
big boy name.
Again.
And we're still on. What's wrong with you? No, don't big up one
So Arsenal
Frank.
Fans that doing? Watch us, man. I'm telling
you know
you,
what?
Bro.
I hear it. We're going to do this quick. Listen, they said, do you think when Arsenal finally win the Prem, football YouTube will become boring?
It's got when? Another win again.
So
when again?
They wrote when again. Mm-hmm. One Father.
You man type, man.
And it's an extra letter, so you can't even blame all
H
for it.
Ain't there I.
Can we find it? Can we do the, what do you call it?
The bro, these are the people that say, oh, you don't know, don't.
And they don't even know English.
Brother, you got autocorrect.
No, but it's an extra letter.
Let's pave over this one quickly because you know what? I think somehow, bro, Arsenal will always be the topic of conversation, bro. We'll win the league, then it will be you haven't won the Champions League, then we'll win the Champions League, you've only won one.
I don't think you'll win that though.
No, but even if London. See, there you go. We can't even get there yet. So it's just, bro, there's something about
nah, London, man. It's London.
Nah, big up Thai troops and all them man there, man.
We talk too much online, bro. We're the only
You're
fan
the biggest
base
club
that
in London.
Too
Ask
much.
The question.
When Arsenal win the Prem, will football YouTube become boring?
Did we answer that?
Because let me just say something before we answer. Without a poor Arsenal, we don't have Lord Claude. Big up my brother.
Arsenal
Claude.
Fan TV.
Yeah, we don't have Thai money. We don't have
troops.
Lord Robbie. We don't have troops. Obama blood. Lumos. Clark Yang.
Lee Gunner.
No, yeah, Lee Gritting Gunner. Tea. Yeah, Lee. You know what it is? I act like I hate Lee Gunner, but
Lee
I slightly
Gunner,
love him.
He talks
know?
The truth.
Nah, he talks the truth.
As bad as Arsenal have been, we have seen some comedy gold from our shortcomings. You understand? Viral moments, Arsenal fan TV.
Ruined your team for a little
gold.
While.
Bro.
Is that what you think?
I think your YouTube ruined your team for a little while.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna agree with you.
Bluetooth, spud. Bluetooth, I said
was
that.
Did you hear when Robbie was here?
Yeah.
You was quiet, bro. What's all that?
Because what's it? Because I've said it.
You don't blame him. You don't blame. Do you
no,
blame him?
I don't blame him. No, I don't blame. I don't blame no one. But that's what happened.
His brother moves mad though sometimes.
Robbie culture.
Let me not even talk about it.
But
brother.
I'm saying what Steve-O said is right. The Arsenal fans, if you lot don't think YouTube is there for every player, they got bare downtime. They watch YouTube.
Family members send it to them.
Family members
social
send
media.
It to them.
Yeah.
And Arsenal are the only club. Have one game, get him out. Da, 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 da.
That's not true.
Burn him.
United are
no,
well.
No, I've seen it, bro. I'm not lying.
They
I've
concentrate.
Seen it.
Every team, bro. United have a fan called Rants.
Yeah.
That his name.
United
is
are
Rant.
Bad. United
All he
just
does
as
is
bad.
Rant. So there's big up Rants. That's not a send.
Nah,
by
big
the
up
way.
Rants.
But
big up Rants
but it's what I wanted to talk about is the United fan. Remember. And he's only got the job on a technicality.
Andy.
You are nothing.
Yeah, you are nothing. You are a disgrace. Goodbye.
You got Andy.
Do you know what it is? I think there's outrage on all football teams. Big up. There's even the Chelsea boys. There's all kind of, you are burst.
Lippy, the difference is Arsenal control the culture,
Clip
bro.
That.
That's what it is.
Okay.
You lot control the
We're
culture.
We're going to end on that.
Young black boys.
We do. Henri.
That's it. All
everything.
You control the culture. All you, yeah. You
can't. We're going to move on. Big up Father Frank.
Big
One
up.
One Father.
Yeah, yeah. This one's Farhan Balapora. And he says, challenge. He set us a challenge. He says, avoid mentioning your club in any way for more than 5 minutes. And in brackets, it's impossible for loons.
To make episodes flow, we're going to do that soon. For 10 minutes, you're not allowed to talk about your own team. That's going to be the yellow card segment.
This is crazy.
So we've got Ali Shan 110, Air Max 95s. He said, unpopular opinion. He said, Sir Alex Ferguson was overrated. Two Champions League in 27 years is an awful return. He didn't even ask us no questions. He just said what he wanted
to say. It's
facts.
I agree.
Why is that facts?
Overrated.
It's subjective. I think the league dominance.
Chat to me, bro.
What's man talking about?
You must hate that.
Fam, it's stupid. It's revisionist history. Man go back because they weren't alive. They go on Google. They type in things and they're like, oh, look. At the time, but you're a hater. At the time, when Alex Ferguson came, 1987, cool. Firstly, to get you out of the ring. Between him coming and him winning his first Premier League, Liverpool spent more money than him. So don't try and use the money angle.
Oof.
Secondly,
money right, only got involved in Premier League history.
Secondly, Fergie came in when England weren't even dominant in the league. I think they were banned for a little piece. Mm-hmm. And then we were slowly allowed back in. In terms of domestic leagues, I think England were behind the Spanish league, the Italian league, the German league for years. And during the whole rise of Manchester United and Fergie's reign, only when money got involved did English teams start performing and competing in Europe. So you need context. You can't just say Alex Ferguson only wanted, because even him winning those Champions Leagues in the 99, we were underdogs. No one expected us to win. So when City win the Champions League, it's like you were supposed to
win. They should have won it a few years before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when United won the Champions League, no one expected us to win the Champions League. And we won the treble, nobody expected that. Because we weren't splashing loads. And no matter what man try and say, we bought what, who?
Hang about though. Wait, whoa, Dwight, you've done really well.
Ryan Stan Collymore, breaking well, British records.
Let's be real.
Go on.
You did take a lot of the best players from the league. That's what you did do.
Facts.
After? Wait, go on, explain. Finish the point.
So when there's a good player at a team.
No, don't do good player. Let's name players.
The best, Carrick.
When did we get Carrick?
Tottenham.
Spurs.
Tottenham.
Spurs.
When did we get him? Yeah.
When he was at Spurs.
Okay.
Rio.
Cool.
Then you got, what's it? Then you took Rio, best defender in the league. You took Eric Cantona. He was a top goal scorer, just
like
won the league.
1.7 million, but barely any
players. Record at the time.
You can't argue every player.
No, hold on. Okay, so what we're doing is we're moving the ball all around. No, because listen.
I'm not saying you made it like you was a real underdog.
But we were.
Poor me.
But you're talking about acquisitions after 1999. I'm talking about before 1999. I'm talking about
Cantona, Dwight York.
I'm talking about, yeah, but when we bought Cantona, how much was Cantona?
It don't matter.
Because you can't say, no, stop. Because I'm not going to turn around and say Klopp only won the Champions League because he was buying Van Dijk. Because when they came, nobody was rating them. When Van Dijk came and men were laughing at him, etc. So when you can't look in hindsight and be, oh, United bought all these players because they ended up being as great as they were. Because at the time, we weren't spending more than the biggest teams. Alex Ferguson was smart in the transfer
window. Let me say my point. Let me say this, please. I swear to you. I hear what you're saying. I just want you to make sure my point is clear. It's not about the expenditure, it's the fact that when a player was to start to do well, and this is not just in the league, youth team, they would go and take all of the best youth players from across the country, and you would clean the league up.
Can we, give me a timeline, give me
from Fergie's time?
No, from the 80s.
You've been doing that from the youth team. When I was a youth team player in 1993.
Sorry about this, Lippy. One thing. Was Fergie doing that before he won his first Premier League title?
You won the first Premier League the first year, the Premier.
That's not an answer to the point. Was Fergie doing everything you're saying he done? Because I'm saying the reason why Fergie done what he done is because of his success.
So
United became a bigger club because of his success.
He took Beckham from Tottenham, yeah, whipped him, stole him before he won the league.
Okay, cool.
End of the show.
Was Beckham even playing when he won the first Premier League? What are you talking about?
Hold on.
So Beckham was the reason that Fergie won the league.
Said youth team.
No, stop. Beckham was the reason Fergie won the league.
All right, this is unlike you. Yeah, this is unlike you. I'm giving you clear points here.
This is a terrible point.
Why couldn't you just say, you know what I would have said if I was a United fan? I would have said, why are we only talking about the Champions League, yeah? And two, that doesn't make what Fergie done worse.
No,
because
he went and bought
everyone.
I want to address points.
Yeah, but it don't
I want to address
worse.
Points. I want to address points. I don't want to fly over man's point. Okay. But the points are terrible.
They did do that though. You should take the best players from the league.
What's
before
wrong with
he
that,
won
though?
The league, was he doing that?
He done the youth team.
Did Beckham win the league?
But you bought
now, he
Cantona.
Struggled before he won
you
the league.
You bought Cantona to win the league.
No, okay, cool.
That's one.
Cool.
That's one.
That's not what you said. You said buying the best young youth players. Cantona
no, no, no.
Was
I said,
good
no, no. I said, not just the best players in the league. You done the best youth players as well. I said, double bubble.
So that's why Manchester United won the Premier League.
No.
For the first time.
For clarity, one more time. you was doing your speech and it was sounding really, really well, and you lot were sounding like an underdog to the world of Europe. But in the UK, you were bullying everyone, taking their best players, paying them more wages from the youth team and from the league, and that's all I'm saying. If you don't understand that, I don't know, I ain't got no more to say.
A whole heap of players said Dookie didn't say no tactics, have no tactics. He's never told me a tactics in 9 years. It's the question, bro. You can make the question, you can change it, but it's not. I'm answering the question. He's overrated. I've been saying he's overrated. I've been saying Alex Ferguson is a motivator.
You're a hater.
A motivator is not.
All right, boys. All right.
But did you hear? This is. Let me be.
He is overrated.
Let me just say something. Let me say something quick, innit? I just think 2025 has made us go mad, innit? A good manager is like what Fergie's said and done. What he's done is done. It's not an opinion. For me, a good manager is based on the results, innit? It don't matter how you got there. You understand, like? It's come on, bro.
The one point I said was Fergie doing everything you accused him of before he won the league. Your point is he got Cantona and he got Beckham.
Broski, do you know that's the Sky money? He got all of the Sky money.
I'm asking Steve-O. I'm asking Steve-O. There's more. Before he won the league, do your research and we can come back after.
Right. So Roy Keane was the best.
Bought him after
goal
we won the league.
No, you didn't.
We did.
You got it from Nottingham
Forest. We bought him the year after we won the league. Fact.
Maybe, go and do your research.
And then we can have this conversation.
One second. Don't do the research when I've done the research and come to you with 1991 Beckham. Allow it.
From the youth teams of
Brimsdown.
That doesn't make any
sense. What I'm saying is, you lot put it's known, bro. There was gun fingers over there. You lot used
don't
to bully
the
league. They did, though. They did. Look, boom, boom, see it right there.
Those are Arsenal supporters.
Anyway, come on.
Let me tell you.
The crowd know anyway.
Let me wrap this up.
Go on.
Quickly, we're going to do the Elanga thing quickly.
Elanga, you smell good, eh?
I go, aye.
Jesus oh, mate, he smells amazing.
Let it flow, boys. We're sniffing the shirt. Lingo. We haven't even spoken about it yet. Jesus. Okay, so...
Smell good, eh? Dingy.
Quickly, obviously, you know, Filthy, We Bring Files, Steve-O, RX Pro, the pros love him. Would you like to tell us your Elanga story?
I hate the fact that they love him. I'll be honest with you.
Nah, I love that they love Steve-O.
I hate Steve-O.
Oh, I hate Steve-O. Deserves
the love. We played, obviously, last week we played Nottingham Forest. Lost. And I said before the game, I see the boys, I was in the tunnel and I said, look, man, go easy on my team. And I was like, boy, we can't, right? Anyway, they didn't. He wrapped a goal in. They won 2-1. They played really well. They went and celebrated with their fans clapping and I was over there as well. And he comes up to me after. I thought, what's going on there? He comes up to me. He went, I sent you a message on Snap when I was 14. I'm still waiting for a reply. I was like, what? Like, obviously, I'm a fan of him. He's a great little player. I said, I didn't even know him. I said, let me reply now. But we got speaking. He said, yeah, man, he's watches the show. He asked me how the girls was. How's Emma? He said, I've been locked in since I was at school. It was nice to hear, man. But adding on to that, walking around the stadium, so many young kids, footballers, that's across the board, were all screaming Filthy, man. Like, boys, we're still doing our thing. And from ages, from young to old, they get it, man.
Let me roll. Steve-O's bougie still.
Why?
Steve-O only started talking to me when he found out my brother was a professional footballer.
That's a bit of Steve-O's character still.
That's Steve-O.
Yeah, that's Steve-O.
I promise you, God's watching me, bro. Half of the reason why man does what man does is because of Steve-O. Let's keep it a buck.
You know what?
Do you get it?
Let's end
and it. And I used to message him. He gave me the idea of being, you see like when you don't snap your missus, like that sort of vibe.
You got it from him only.
Privacy, you didn't know about privacy.
No, I knew about privacy, but it's like, I don't need, no, don't finish me, don't finish me, don't finish me.
Let me give him my flowers, man.
Don't finish on me.
Let me flow, bro.
Banner.
Go on, do your thing.
I'm trying to big him up, but grill him at the same time, you get it? So I'm trying to give him dead flowers.
I big up you though, bro. Thank you.
I love these stuff. Like, a lot of my content come from the big man. He reminds me of a table whore in Libertine.
Wow.
He only started talking to me when he found out my brother was Mark Boller.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I see.
This one is the last one, boys. This one's from AshX7897. And he says, or she, what will happen on the 10th year anniversary live show? as I want to attend.
We ain't gonna spoil that.
I'll say this, innit? As much as we're not gonna spoil it, a lot of us were part of the first Filthy Live. Amazing night. Got to meet a lot of the fans, got to feel like superstars. Yeah. Never forget it. This year, 10th anniversary. You know, I think I can speak for all of us where I say that last couple of months or so, it's been a bit, you understand? So to cap it off with a live show, we'd love to see you all there. There's going to be better gal there.
Come on.
I'm going to let them know that, listen.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, 100%.
Fellas, yeah. We bring gal.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say who they are because it's incriminating. Hackney Empire, Wednesday the 13th of August. You get the tickets from the box, the description box. It's the box though. Yeah? Patreon, tell them about the Patreon, man.
Yeah, obviously if you sign up to the Patreon, you get access to Monday's show 24 hours before, which is Sunday. But yeah, man, you get exclusive content dropping very, very soon, man. So make sure you sign up to the Patreon.
Make and sure also, you like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
Filthy out. Filthy, we're out. Ah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.